Title: Short Roller Arrangements. For DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. All right, let's build a proper short roller DJ tool in Ableton Live. Advanced vibes, but super practical. The goal here is simple: make something that hits hard, stays hypnotic, and is ridiculously easy to mix in a set. When I say short roller, I'm talking about a compact 32 to 64 bar arrangement that a DJ can grab instantly. No long cinematic intro. No 8-bar breakdown that kills the energy. Just clean phrases, obvious mix points, and a groove that feels inevitable. Today we're building a 48-bar layout, because it's the sweet spot. 16 bars intro, 16 bars main drop, 16 bars outro, at 174 BPM, standard drum and bass pace. And everything is built to lock to 16-bar phrasing, because that's the language DJs speak. Before we touch sound design, adopt the DJ mindset. Where can I grab it? The first 8 bars and the last 8 bars should be as hands-off as possible. Stable drums, no surprise edits, no reverb washing into the next phrase. If you want drama, put it in the middle, not at the mix points. Step 0, session setup, fast and organized. Set your tempo to 174. Go to arrangement view, because we're arranging for real, not just looping. Make groups, drums, bass, effects, and music if you want optional pads or stabs. Now add locators like you mean it. Bar 1 is intro, bar 17 is drop, bar 33 is outro, bar 49 is end. Those locators aren't just for you. They're a reminder that we're building predictable sections that feel obvious even on a loud system. Now step 1. Build the core roller drum engine. Kick, snare, tops, and optionally a break layer underneath. Start with a kick. Pick something punchy, focused in the 50 to 90 Hz area, not a huge boomy 808 style tail. We want quick, consistent low end because this is a DJ tool, and it has to layer with other tracks. On the kick, drop in EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to get rid of unusable sub rumble. If the kick fights your sub later, you'll probably dip somewhere around 50 to 70, depending on the key and the sample. Then add saturator with soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy it, just give it 1 to 4 dB of drive so it stays present. Now the snare. Rollers live and die by the snare. Layer it. One snare for body, one for snap. Group those snare layers, put drum bus on that group, a little drive, and keep boom low. In drum and bass, the snare usually needs crack and authority, not a giant subby bloom. If the snare isn't punching, use drum bus transient control. Push transient up a bit until it starts speaking. Pattern wise, keep it classic, snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. The kick pattern should push into the snare. Think kicks on beat 1. Maybe a little and a re-push before the snare, and something driving on beat 3. Keep it rolling, but don't get clever to the point where the backbeat becomes unclear. If a DJ can't feel where 2 and 4 are, you've made it harder to mix. Next, tops. This is where you get controlled chaos. You can use a hat loop, or program 16 THS with swing. But either way, keep the low mids out of the tops. Put auto filter on your tops bus, and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. You want crisp movement, not extra fog, and do a quick width reality check with utility. If your hats are super wide, that can be cool, but make sure it doesn't smear the groove in mono. Clubs and phones don't care about your stereo genius. Optional, but highly recommended for that jungle-rooted ghost energy, a break layer. Drop in an Amen or Think style break, but tuck it way lower than you think. Filter it with EQ8. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz so it doesn't compete with kick and snare body. If you want grit, a touch of redux downsampling can add that crispy edge, then a little drum bus for glue. The goal is not hey listen, it's an amen break. The goal is why does this groove feel alive? Step 2. Build a two-layer bass that mixes well. Sub stability plus mid movement. That's the entire philosophy. For the sub, use operator. Sine wave. Keep it clean. Set the amp envelope so the release isn't too long. Long sub tails make DJ layering messy, and they blur the rhythm. On processing, EQ8 low pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep it pure. Utility width at 0%. Mono sub, always. Then sidechain it to the kick with compressor. Ratio around 4 to 1. A few milliseconds of attack, so the transient doesn't vanish. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want the kick to read clearly without the sub feeling like it's being vacuumed out of existence. Now mid-bass. Your Reese or Tech movement layer. Use Wave Eatable. Two saws, slight detune. A little unison, not a trance supersaw. Filter it with a low pass and a touch of drive. Add an LFO map to cutoff. Rate it a quarter note or eighth note. Subtle depth. We want motion you feel, not a talking bass that steals attention from the drum pocket. Processing chain idea. Saturator with soft clip. A couple dB of drive. Auto filter if you want rhythmic movement or to keep it band limited. Chorus ensemble very lightly for width. But be careful. Keep low frequencies controlled with EQ. Cut mud in the 200 to 400 region if it clouds the snare. Then a glue compressor catching 1 or 2 dB to hold it steady. And yes, sidechain the mid bass too, but lighter than the sub. Advanced coach note here, intros and outros should be harmonically neutral. If your mid bass is tonal and obvious, filter it so it becomes texture during bars 1 to 16 and 33 to 48. Compatibility beats uniqueness at the mix points. Step 3. Lock the groove with micro variation, without breaking DJ utility. Here's the trick. Rollers are hypnotic, but you still need movement. The clean way is micro changes every 4 bars. So build a 4-bar loop first. Drums and bass, the core identity. Then duplicate it out to 16 bars. Now at bars 5, 9, and 13. Make tiny edits. Add or remove one ghost hat. Do a tiny snare flick. 1 or 2 hits max. Add a reversed cymbal bite into bar 9. Swap one kick placement in bar 13. The rule is, the DJ should feel like it's the same track. Your variations should be felt, not announced. And I want you thinking in swap, don't add. Instead of stacking more and more layers, replace one element briefly. Closed hat becomes slightly more open for a bar. A ghost hit becomes a rim click for 2 hits. One kick hit becomes a quieter thump layer with the same timing. This keeps the groove clean and prevents your mix from turning into a pile. Also, microdynamics matter. If everything is pinned loud, the track feels flat. Do tiny level rides across 4 bar blocks. Hats up half a dB, then back down. Ghost hits way quieter than the main snare. Like 6 to 12 dB under. That's how you get motion without chaos. Now step 4. The exact 48-bar DJ tool blueprint. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. This is your DJ mix-in. Objective. Clean beat. Clear phrase. No confusion. Bars 1 to 8. Start with kick and hats. You can add the filtered break layer for texture. Consider holding back the full snare at first, or use a lighter rim or ghost version if you want it extra minimal. Bass. Either none, or a teaser mid-bass that's low-passed and sparse. A great move here is putting auto-filter on the drums bus and slowly opening the high-pass so the intro reveals itself without needing new parts. Bars 9 to 16. Bring the full snare in. This is a phrase signpost that DJs will feel even if they're not looking at waveforms. Add a small crash right on bar 9. Not huge, just a marker. Add a bass teaser, 1 or 2 notes every couple of bars, low passed so it doesn't lock the mix into a key too aggressively. And here's a pro phrase marker concept. Add signposts that sound like markers. A tiny accent on bar 9 and bar 17. A little noise tick at bar 16.4 that doesn't ring over the downbeat. This stuff helps DJs phrase match instinctively. Now the drop transition. Bar 16 into 17. No 4-bar cinematic build. This is a roller. Keep it tight. 1 beat. Maybe half a beat of edit. Use a micro dip trick. Automate utility on the drum group, dip 1 or 2 dB for the last quarter beat, then snap it back at bar 17. It creates the illusion of impact without wrecking your low end. Do a snare reverb throw, send one snare hit to a reverb return right at the end of bar 16, then cut the send instantly at bar 17 so the reverb doesn't smear into the first kick. And avoid giant downlifters with sub content. If you use an impact, high pass it around 120 to 150 HE and keep the tail extremely short. Even gated. Bars 17 to 32. Main drop. The roller. Full drums. Full bass. This is where your identity lives. Add one call and response element every 8 bars. A stab. A metallic hit. A short vocal chop. Keep it disciplined. One signature sound. Not a parade. Micro variation plan example. Bar 21. Tiny hat change. Bar 25. Quick tom or perk flick. Bar 29. Remove a kick for half a beat and slam it back. That negative fill trick is one of the most DJ-safe ways to create tension, because you're not adding clutter, you're creating a moment of space. Keep fills quieter than the main groove. Use clip gain or utility on a dedicated fill track, so your fill energy doesn't jump out and mess with the mix. Advanced variation idea, sub-call and response without changing the notes. Keep the MIDI the same, but change tone every 4 bars. Clean sign for bars 17 to 20. Slight saturation or parallel harmonics for 21 to 24. Back to clean for 25 to 28. Then a tiny harmonic lift again for 29 to 32. The bass feels like it's progressing, but it stays mixable and consistent. Bars 33 to 48. Outro. DJ mix out. Objective. Keep the beat stable. Reduce story. Reduce tonal clutter. Bars 33 to 40. Keep drums full, but simplify the bass. Either remove mid movement or filter it down. You want the outgoing track to stop claiming harmonic space. Bars 41 to 48. Remove the hook entirely. Keep kick, snare, hat stable. Optionally filter the break layer down so the backbone stays clean. And this is big. Avoid long reverb tails and tonal risers in the last 8 bars. That's exactly where the incoming track needs space. Optional upgrade. Add a 2-bar DJ safety buffer at the end. If you're okay, making it 50 bars, 2 bars of ultra basic beat can be a lifesaver for DJs juggling fast mixes. Step 5. Mix and control for DJ translation. Remember, DJs layer tracks. Your tool should not fold when doubled. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Gentle settings. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around a tenth to 3/10 of a second. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to glue. Optionally add drum bus subtly. Don't crush the transients into cardboard. We want punch. Now flat brick. On the master, only a safety limiter while writing. Don't smash it. 1 to 3 dB of limiting max while composing. And leave headroom. A great target is peaks around minus 6 dB pre-master. That makes your track much more DJ double friendly. Let's hit common mistakes to avoid, because these are the things that instantly make a tool feel amateur in a set. 1. Overarranging the intro and outro. Don't do it. Clean phrases win. 2. Too much sub movement. Stable low end mixes better and hits harder. 3. Fills that break the groove. If a DJ misses the snare because you got fancy, that's an L. 4. Long reverb tails into bar 17, 33, or 49. That wash kills clarity. 5. Stereo sub or wide low mids. Mono the sub. Control width under about 150 hc. Now a couple heavier, darker pro moves if you want that edge without ruining mixability. Parallel distortion on the bass. Make a return track with saturator into amp into EQ8. High pass the return around 150 to 250, so it's all harmonics, then blend it in. A snare snap layer. A tiny noise burst, super short, high passed aggressively around 3 to 6kHz, tucked under the snare. That keeps the crack audible on loud, compressed systems. This audio version is shortened for playback.